All right. Good evening, Indie Bay. And we're on the phone. Tomorrow evening, one of the newest recruits to the peace side, Aaron Watata, was a lieutenant in the U.S. Army, if I remember right. He has been called up to Iraq and has looked at the scenario and said this is an illegal order. And as rightly he should have disobeyed that order. He has now publicly become recognized that the world that we're living in is a world of sham, and the murders that are going on in the name of Bush's sham is an illegal order. So on the phone with us is a representative of the lieutenant, and I've forgotten your name. I'm sorry.
That's okay. My name is Lori, and I work with Courage to Resist, and I am doing support work for Lieutenant Aaron Watata, but I am definitely not a representative of him. I have my own perspectives of his case, but I am also doing support work.
Oh, okay. Well, at least we appreciate helping do publicity, because he's going to be down at Justin Herman tomorrow evening, right?
Actually, what's happening at Justin Herman Plaza tomorrow at 5 p.m. is a support rally for his stand. He's actually confined to base up in Fort Lewis, Washington, after refusing the illegal order to deploy to Iraq on Thursday. So he will be up there. But San Francisco will be participating in a national day of action. There are actions now in over 26 cities across the nation, standing up to support Lieutenant Aaron Watata tomorrow.
Well, that said, just looking at it from the legal viewpoint, is there an investigation into whether or not his refusal to do this order is a valid one? So, in other words, are they investigating whether or not this is a fraudulent war? He can't be held in prison forever for refusing an illegal order, and if they're not going to investigate the illegal order and keep him in prison, that's something akin to kidnapping. So it seems like he's in a really good spot, and maybe he could help goose this war to a tidy, quick end.
Well, I would like to address that on a number of points there. Well, first of all, that he's confined to base. I don't think he's in prison right now. And how the military can do that is they can, you know, essentially say he's on duty for 24 hours a day. So he is confined to base. But his First Amendment rights are definitely an issue and under attack. Immediately after Lieutenant Watata made his public announcement on June 7th that he would refuse an order to Iraq, he was immediately put under investigation by the military for making public statements that were disparaging against his commanders and quote-unquote conduct unbecoming of an officer. So immediately the military did move to stifle his First Amendment rights. He is now confined base, and yes, absolutely, the soldiers themselves have the most power to stop this war, and that's why it's really important that as civilians that we stand up and support them when they take these courageous steps towards stopping the war themselves, because they are actually standing up for our true democratic rights.
Well, and in addition, it's actually kind of interesting. He is in such a unique spot, because when you think about it, typically if a person is innocent until proven guilty, and you're claiming that you're refusing to accept an illegal order, you're considered innocent until proven guilty. And as you've mentioned, he isn't being held in prison or in the brig or whatever kind of facility they would have. But they would have to give him his due process in order to get an investigation into whether or not the order was an illegal order. And so that would have to speed up the end of the war. It would be interesting, because in other words, if the, in typical law, if you've got a lawyer who is acting in bad faith and lying to the court, then that is seen as a strike against whichever side is using that attorney. And so in this case, if the government who would be trying to prosecute him would refuse to do an investigation into whether or not it was an illegal order, then that could be seen as hiding evidence. So it's very interesting. He is in a great spot. He's going to be down in history. There you go. And so actually it would make a lot of sense to get a lot more people like him also refusing to accept an illegal order.
Well, I think that the level of public support that's mobilized around supporting Lieutenant Ouattara can certainly inspire other soldiers to take a public stand against the war. As far as the illegality of the war, of the order to deploy to Iraq and the illegality of the war itself, he certainly has the support of most international law experts, one of which did speak at his press conference, Marjorie Cohn, who is the president-elect of the National Lawyers Guild, who also testified at Pablo Pereira's court-martial, in which Pablo also tried to bring the illegality of the war into the question of the legality of the war into his court-martial. So it's definitely a stepping stone in terms of putting the war on trial in the public and within his court martial. I don't know how successful he'll be in having the opportunity to challenge the legality of the war in the court martial.
Well, again, it's again back to innocent until proven guilty. So it's not for the lieutenant to prove that it's an illegal war.
Well, he refused to deploy, and so
right. But right now he
hasn't been formally charged with anything.
Right, right.
And I think I think that I would go out on a limb and say that the indecision of the military to move forward with any charges is greatly influenced by the building public support for Lieutenant Ouattara.
Well, sure, yeah. So
public support can have a tremendous impact on the charges and or consequences that he may face. So well, I would like to stress that to people listening that it really can have an impact. So really public, visible support for him.
Well, that's, yeah.
Affect the consequences he faces.
Do you have a website then for people that are, if they're listening elsewhere around the country and they wanted to hold a vigil for him?
Absolutely. They should visit www.thankyoult.org. Tomorrow, like I said, is a National Day of Action. And it's also just the first stepping stone towards building, towards national actions around his court-martial date. When and if it's set, tomorrow we're demanding that he gets no punishment for refusing illegal orders. But if he is court-martialed, then tomorrow will just be the stepping stone. And we ask that folks really take the opportunity to build momentum towards creating mass action around his court martial, and we will send out updates to folks immediately when we get that information. So if you go to that website, it's really important to sign up to receive alerts about his case and actions and what you can do.
Well, you know, you mentioned that what he's doing conforms to international law, but in addition, this is just straight American law, and he is standing up for his rights. He's a new American hero. It just crosses my mind. Are you doing anything to get in as many different 4th of July parades across the nation as you can do?
We haven't had discussion about incorporating that into any kind of national campaign, but I would encourage people to take up supporting Lieutenant Ouattara as their own work, and feel empowered to do so. You know, we do have some organizing materials available, some flyers that have his statement and his bio, and some ways that people can help. But I definitely would encourage folks to feel empowered to really take up supporting him as their own work within their own anti-war groups, because that's how we're going to mobilize mass support for him, is if people make it their own work.
Well, that's right. And when you look at it, we just paid out a big chunk of our yearly earnings in taxes on April 15th. Now Bush is severely on the way to refusing to allow our representatives to know how our taxes are being spent. So in other words, the principle of the founding of America in 1776 was taxation with representation, that we, the people, get to know how our taxes are being spent. And we elect people to spend them wisely and properly. And when Bush goes out of his way to make the dollar signs top secret, the balance books top secret, then he is telling us that it's against the law for us to learn how our money is being spent. In other words, he's making top secrecy out of the military budget. So,
well, I just think that's another that's an indication of if people know how their money's being spent, I think that I don't think they'd be too happy about it. I mean, we already know what the money is going towards, what our tax money is going towards, and it's the highest percentages towards this war.
Halliburton. 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 Yeah, they're rapidly stealing it fast as they can. Halliburton, Bechtel, General Dynamics. Well, I guess they got bought up. But what is General Dynamics now? Hey, well, thank you, Lori. Again, I went to that website, and believe it or not, it does work. Thank you, LT. .org gets you right to Aaron Watata, Lieutenant Aaron Watata's website, and gives you all the information you need to know. And frankly, if you are someone who is in the National Guard in America, or you're in one of the essential services, I don't know if are you active as well in other campaigns helping servicemen out of this plight, Lori?
Yes, this, like I said at the beginning, I also work with Courage to Resist.
Oh, sure,
Courage
right.
Courage to Resist basically supports troops who refuse to fight.
Well, why don't you give a plug?
And we support lots of different soldiers. We also, support Suzanne Swift, who went AWOL before her second deployment to Iraq for a number of reasons, most predominantly because of the sexual harassment that she faced while deployed in Iraq the first time, and the post-traumatic stress that she suffered after returning due to being a part of the war and occupation over there, but mostly because of the abuse at the hands of her commanding officers. So, yes, we do support other soldiers other than Lieutenant Aaron Watata.
Well, the reason I ask is it'd be a very good thing for you to plug them. How do people get involved with, Courage to Resist? Is that .org, .com, .net?
It's couragetoresist.org.
Okay.
People can, if people are in the Bay Area or based out of Oakland, and if they're interested in participating and supporting the work, volunteering, or being a part of organizing, they can email.
Now, do you need some
at riseup.net?
Do you need some lawyers? You probably need lawyers in all of the 50 states and territories and provinces, and where's that little district that they can't vote? Oh yeah, Washington D.C.
I think like I said earlier, building support for GI resistance is really key to stopping the war, and I think that looks looks like more than supporting the work of Courage to Resist. I think that one of the ways that Courage to Resist is asking folks to support soldiers is to actually commit to a sustained support campaign of support of making GI resistance support work part of their own work, and so groups across the country can join an ongoing alert network, so that we are poised and ready to respond and support soldiers immediately when they make public their resistance, whether it be, you know, refusing orders or going AWOL, or so I would. So there are different ways to be involved on the individual level in the Bay Area, and also groups nationally to be part of a network that is ready to respond and support soldiers.
Yeah, well, that's great. And again, I expect you probably do need attorneys. So if attorneys are listening, it's kind of interesting. There are quite often, just as the HMO has helped fire a huge number of doctors or create a huge unemployment rate among doctors, the corporations have created a situation where there are a lot of unemployed attorneys. And, you know, if you don't get with the plan, you get unemployed with the big money. So it might be a very easy thing to round up a bunch of attorneys if you did a steady campaign seeking attorneys to oppose injustice, something like that.
Yeah, I think that attorneys versed in military war, military law, are definitely an asset, as well as anyone listening who wants to support this effort. We need all hands on deck.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I don't know if you're aware of this, but when Bush went around and gathered up the National Guard of America, he was essentially gathering up many of the professionals throughout the state, the various of the 50 states. You know, there are a lot of what you might call upper echelon bureaucrats that were in various forms of the National Guard. And when they get hauled off to Iraq, you know, they were desk jockeys running the sewer system, running the the fire departments and the emergency the EMS systems, the ambulance systems for counties, and they could have been managers of the local county hospital, and whole variety of different professionals around the state and regions were hauled out of their jobs and sent off to Iraq. Now they've essentially lost their jobs, and the various counties are wide open to the attack by the new layer of bureaucrats that these neocons have been slowly but surely putting in power. And if they targeted a certain city to snag up their National Guard, it's very obvious that, for example, there are probably a lot of doctors that were in the National Guard that are all of a sudden sucked over to Iraq. There may have been attorneys. There may be a whole variety of professionals and college-educated Americans that are sent off to commit illegal war orders. And so the National Guard was essentially, if Bush could have chosen a strategy to commit more treason in America, to help destabilize the local counties and regions and put crooks and organized crime figures in positions of power all across America, he did it in a pretty tidy way by getting rid of the National Guard figures around the states. And so I would think that you would have a lot more ability to make alliances than you would have if you sought among the well-educated, because there are a lot of captains and lieutenants and majors and whatnot that we're getting.
Wait, I'm sorry, I missed that last part. The captains and the sergeants are well-educated, or what
they can they have of the very. Well, I was saying captains, lieutenants, and majors were sucked over to Iraq as well. And you might have had, bank presidents and all sorts of different people sucked out of town. And when you have a bank president that knows about all the loans in town, and then all of a sudden he gets sucked out of town to go to Iraq and he doesn't get back, then there's a whole lot of bad management of financial institutions, which make them real tidy gobble-ups.
Yeah, that equating those higher ranks or higher positions in our class society is not necessarily due to a greater intelligence.
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's that they were members of the National Guard. Yeah, and when it's a very, it was a unique thing. I don't know if you've kept track of different military strategies, but the U.S. was, when we invaded Yugoslavia, we would have this ugly habit of, you know, bombing a building and then waiting 15 minutes. And then when the ambulance drivers got there, we'd bomb it again and kill all the ambulance drivers. And,
some question that the U.S., participates in gross war crimes.
Well, that said, they're doing
the basis of this, this war being illegal, and why Lieutenant Watada did refuse it as an illegal order to participate in war crimes is a crime, and to be ordered to participate in war crimes is illegal. So, I'm gonna ask folks again to come down to Justin Herman Plaza tomorrow in San Francisco at 5 p.m. and for folks to look at the website www.thankyult.org to see if there's an action in their local city if they're not listening in the San Francisco Bay Area, and also to organize one if there isn't. There's lots of materials. Send us an email. Let us know where your vigils or support action is, and we'll put it up on the website and invite all your friends and local peace groups. And it's possible to organize support quickly, I think, on this issue.
Yeah, and since tomorrow never comes, we can pretty much edit this interview to say that until he becomes exonerated, this is going to have to be a continuing effort, and so we could just leave the timelessness of tomorrow, and absolutely be a very smart idea for other National Guards people to refuse.
It's not going to air before for the actions tomorrow, or?
Oh, well, it's airing. We're going out live very minute. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and, I'm making a copy of this so I can put it on the internet, and that way we can snip it down in such a way that it'll make it tomorrow, are you going to start your own chapter of, whether it's CourageToResist.org or ThankYouLT.org, the opportunity of helping put stop to a war by refusing illegal orders.
Yes.
Hey, well, thank you, Lori.
And I think it isn't a matter of starting new chapters of work or recreating structures and that are already in place. I think the success of really supporting GI resistance. It is about groups taking it on as part of their own work, part of their own campaign. So absolutely, this work is timeless. We do hope to build towards support actions around Lieutenant Watada's court martials, which is expected to be in August, although, as I said previously, the military has not filed any charges, and I think the public support for Lieutenant Watada has put them in a very indecisive place right now as to how to move forward.
Well, I think
there will be other resistors, and the level of support that we show towards Lieutenant Watada's courageous stand can have a great influence on whether or how many public resistors we have in the future.
Well, based upon, you remember, what was it, Karl Rove leaked the Valerie Plame name years ago. Is it going on 4 years ago now? And 3 years ago, I guess. And he is still not indicted or in prison. And even though it is known that he did leak it, because he admitted he did it himself, but he has still never ended up in prison. Now, needless to say, the evidence of the no weapons of mass destruction is part of the evidence of whether or not Lieutenant Watata should be disobeying this order. And so he could personally, the lieutenant could actually have a hand in putting Rove in prison, because these guys are still going to try to deny that evidence exists. And the more they insult the court by refusing to produce evidence of a crime, and especially a crime that's gotten up to a quarter of a million dead Iraqis, you know, this is a mass murder extraordinaire, and if they're going to try to deny evidence, you know, I got to give the salute to the lieutenant for this one. This is a great. It sounds like he put it out in the exact phrasing that needed to be said, because he is in a Jaybird seat, proud American, no doubt. Hey, well, thank you, Lori. And again, CourageToResist.org, and thank you, LT.org, and that'll get
thank
you.
Thank you, LT.
Yeah, the letters LT and YOU. Thank YOULT.org. So, yeah, don't do that shortcut of phonetic spelling. Hey, thanks again. Oh, and did you? I didn't jot down the phone number for. Do you have a phone number in the East Bay, or do you have? Is there an international site on thankyou.org, or is there a better phone number?
We do not have a phone number in the East Bay.
Okay, so yeah, just the website's the good.
To reach Courage to Resist would be to email courage at riseup.net.
Okay, all right, yeah, we'll put that on the website then when I post this story. Courage at riseup.net. Thank you, Lori. Good week.
Thank you for listening, and we hope that we'll see some folks down at Justin Herman Plaza at 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Will do, yeah.
San Francisco on the National Day of Action, June 27th.
And, you know, again, I'd surely urge you to aim for the 4th of July. He's, you know, it's not just the international law he's supporting, but he's also supporting good American law. And this is a lie.
He is. He's supporting the U.S. law and actually military law, U.S. military law.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And they're all, that's all true.
Yeah, there's, you know, the proud, the courageous, and the Lieutenant Watatas.
Okay.
All right, night.
Uh-huh.